I reveal my genius. I reveal my genius. Within each one of us is a genius. In each one of us is the magic of who we are. And so long we ignore it. We ignore it by running around chasing after all sorts of things, by trying to find out things. Recently, I've been doing a little bit with my diet and changing over from some of the things that I've been doing to some of the things that are more vital to me. And I feel sort of alert and alive because I'm doing it. I'm using the genius within me to say, hey, if I want to experience some more beautiful things in life, I turn on myself to the highest and best within me and begin to receive those things, to know those things and experience those things. But I cannot know those things and I cannot experience those things until I believe in myself, until I reveal my own inner genius. Now, should I do various things in my life? Are they important to me? Are they important to the world that I live in? And the answer is yes. Now, if the answer is yes, and these things are very important to my life, why is it that I don't do that? Why is it that I don't get up every morning and throw out my arms and say, good morning, world, I love you, love you, love you, and then get about my work? Go for a walk every morning with my dog. No matter how young or how old I am, I get out there and walk with my dog because it's a fantastic expression of the genius within me. It's an expression of what I know to be the right thing for me to do. I know to be the right thing for me to experience and have. Now, if you couldn't walk, you would be very unhappy. If you couldn't do things like you'd like to do, if you couldn't read because your eyes were bad, if you couldn't hear because your hearing was bad, if you couldn't eat because your body did not digest the foods the way they should, that's the time to express the genius that you are. That's the time to reveal the genius that you are. Now, the first thing you do, you start out by saying, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Now you say, that's something you say all the time. Yes, that's right. But every meal, don't forget to say it. It's like your Thanksgiving prayer. You don't forget to say it. If you have a Thanksgiving dinner and you don't say your prayer of Thanksgiving at the Thanksgiving dinner, you haven't had Thanksgiving. Every day, let your mealtime be a Thanksgiving time where you give thanks and you praise the food you eat. Now, then you eat the food that you know is good for you. You eat the food that you know is beneficial, and you eat in moderation, never in superabundance, but in moderation. You're using the genius within you to guide you to eat in moderation and to do things in moderation. And the scientists will tell you, don't eat this, don't eat that. The world will tell you, don't eat this, don't eat that. And what is it that you should eat? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be the food of my body. The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be the food of my body. This is my genius. I know that to be true. Because when I praise the food that I eat, when I praise the world that I live in, and I praise the air that I breathe, I praise the water that I drink, I praise everything, I am a genius expressing the magic within me, and the magic within me is expressing outwardly. Now you say, well, you're just lucky, you got a good body. No, habit. Day after day, throughout my life, I have done this and I do this because I like me. I really do. I like me. And so I say nice things about me. And when I do various things, like take my walk, I breathe in deeply and I let it all out and breathe in deeply. As Anita was telling us last night in one of her programs of meditation, they taught her to yawn. That yawning was a very important part of meditation because it makes your whole body just relax when you yawn. Now, you say it also makes you think sleepy thoughts. No, it doesn't. It makes you feel relaxed. It makes your body able to acclimate to all of the things that it wants to experience, to the perfection that it is, to the joy that it is, to the magic that it is. And that is who you are, and that is who I am. Is this what you would like to have in your life? Is this what you would like to know in your life? Is this what you'd like to be in your life? Well, if it's like what you'd like to know and be in your life, then begin to apply it. Begin to praise your mind, praise your body, praise your thoughts. Praise your food, praise your water, praise the air. And if you do that, you will honor yourself. We have a tendency to think that we need to earn a lot of money because we need to buy our television sets and we need to buy our houses and we need to buy our food and we need to furnish things for our family. Families who live in moderation are families who live a rather balanced life. You've heard me say before that of all the billions of people on earth, there are only a few million who are experiencing unhappiness and bad health and bad experience because their attitude is bad. But the majority of humanity thinks good thoughts. The majority of humanity thinks wonderful thoughts. And the majority of humanity is wild, is a genius when they remember to stay away from all those other attitudes and thoughts that are not beneficial to them. It's just something that they can do, and it's something that they do every day. Are you some of those majority of the population who live your genius, who live your magic, who live all that you are? Are you some of the majority of the population who reveal your genius? Yes, the world reveals its genius in every way. And we all do this every day. And the more we do it, the more wonderful we feel about ourselves, the more wonderful we feel about all the things we do. Well, Herb, you talked about revealing your genius of having a good mind and having a good body and having good food and having a good place to live in mentally and to reveal the genius within you. What about revealing the genius of you being a Tesla, or you being an Edison, or you being somebody else who's fantastic? Well, you are. You are. All of us are revealing that sparkling genius that Shakespeare had and Mozart had. All of us are revealing that sparkling genius that Einstein knows. But we do it in different ways. We do it in ways that say to us, we are happy. Do you think that people like Tesla would have been happy if they could have had a peaceful mind, if they had learned in their way? They had that spark of genius, but the thing is, they didn't express it throughout his life because he allowed himself to be unhappy. He allowed himself to think that some people in this world were not being kind to him. When you allow yourself to think that people in this world are not being kind to you, you are throwing away your genius. You are throwing away the magic within you because you cannot buy health. You cannot buy happiness. You cannot buy anything at all in this life that you feel really has value to it. And the reason you cannot buy it is because you have to have it within you, revealed outwardly in your every moment life, with your perfect body, with your perfect mind, with your perfect experiences everywhere you go. And today you can start doing that. You can start revealing your genius by saying, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. I breathe ideal pure air. I breathe ideal pure air. I drink pure water. I think pure thoughts. I think pure thoughts. I think thoughts of blessing and love for me and for my world. And I am so happy in doing this because this is my reality. I reveal my genius more than I know. And I praise the experience of doing it. I praise the experience of revealing my genius and delight in the fact that it is my reality. Join me in this reality for yourself and watch the genius in you just flood forth in everything you do. I love you. I love you. I love you.